FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. It is Wednesday, so this is the first Wednesday of the month, which means, yay, we have Nancy here with us. And, oh my God, she's finally in studio with me, which has been, seems like it's been forever.
It has been forever.
And I always love having her here because, you know, we get to chat. So, hey, Nance.
Hi.
So, looks like we're going to talk about a few things, but I think, you know, the big discussion we'll have is about letting go and releasing attachment, which
yes,
is possibly something we can discuss from my own personal thing, because that seems to be the part of the issue around attachment. Attachment's a really interesting word, but you know, obviously we're going to talk about, you know, the nice eclipse that sort of just happened, which I don't know that everybody was thinking it was going to be so nice, and it did seem to be nice. The eclipse that was more difficult was the one that was, you know, even nicer for me. But we've got some stuff going on, but not a whole lot of stuff going on this month.
You know what? We've just gone through a whole lot of
maybe
stuff, so I think we need a little bit of a break.
Maybe that's a nice
right?
thing.
Then. But I'm going to say, like, once we move through that shift that we were talking about, where there was a lot of tension and it felt almost like limiting or restricting on some level, once we move through it, it's like enlightening.
Yeah.
Well, enlightened.
I feel it too. Like, so it's almost like all of the stuff that's been going on for the last couple years, or a few years in some cases, seems to be starting to...
It just kind of went poof, and now it's floating away.
Yeah. That might be... That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
So you can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website, universalsky.com. We're talking about what's up in the universal sky. If you have any questions, and we know that there's lots of people that are, you know, maybe starting to take a breath after the difficult aspects that we've been going through in October and, you know, really since the summer with that square.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that square was that happened in the summer seemed to really hit a lot of people. So if you're finally coming up for air, this would be a good time to call 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you want to send an instant feedback, don't ask anything general. Be really specific as to what you want, but add in your date of birth, because we have Nancy here. She's our in-house astrologer, and we talk all about astrology, but she connects in with your vibration of the date you were born. All right. So
yes.
Where do we want to start? With the, oh, we should start with the first, maybe.
Yeah, we'll start with November the 1st. It is currently November the 6th, so we're only going back 6 days.
Well,
And on the 1st, we experienced that aspect, which was Uranus square Pluto.
Right.
Now, don't forget, there's 7 of them in total. This was the 4th.
Yeah.
We have 3 more to go. And there's a little bit of a buildup, but this particular one, they're all really around a sense of loss, so fearing the sense of loss, like you're about to lose something. And this particular one was asking you to truly trust, go into that place of trust. So even though that fear of loss was still there, every time you felt it, you really needed to breathe this vibration of trust through your being. And if you focused more on the trust component, then you would have realized what you were losing wasn't something that was serving you. Right? So it was
right.
truly something that was not serving you. It could have been a way of being, a way of thinking, okay? It could have been connected to a concept that you have in life that you opened up to this new way of being without even making that conscious connection that something was shifting within you. And then when you kind of stepped out there and we start moving through this new experience, which is what the eclipse brought us, Okay, this aspect was, we have to do things differently. If you keep doing things the way you did in the past, you're going to get the same result. But when you step off that bridge and you walk into that place of trust and you're holding that vibration of trust because there's really nothing else for you to hold on to, then in that moment, you feel the release. Right. The release of everything that's dragging you down or pinning you in a corner or keeping you caged in. You know, it was really about breaking free of that, and if you feel that you're still in that position, it means you haven't let go of what's not serving you. So if you're still in that place of fear, okay, then you need to release even more.
Right. And I mean, I think, you know, the big thing with this Pluto Uranus square,
yes,
is that it's, I mean, usually these are like bigger areas, not so much personal, although it definitely affects your personal, but it's what's going to happen kind of universally that I'm curious as to. I mean, I don't know what happened to our mayor today, because I try to really avoid all the stuff, but apparently there's some stuff going on. I mean, it's big stuff, right? Like there's some big things that are happening all around.
Yeah, to somebody somewhere.
Right.
Right, on a big level. So
that
like,
affect more than just the individual.
Right. So on an individual level, if you look at what's happening to the mayor, that's huge. Okay.
Right.
But it's also affecting the whole city.
Exactly. And it's Toronto, a city that's so large, that's so multicultural. I mean, it's a big, even although I have no idea what it is because I'm not looking at the news, but, you know.
I've got to tell you, and then I have a hard time with the way that the media was playing it up.
Right.
With their level of excitement in their voice.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't watch the news. I was actually in a lab getting blood work done, and they had the news on.
Underneath your eye, I had to get it.
There was a hair in my eye. They had the news on. And
well, our producer, Cassandra from the States, she knows what's going on. So
okay.
Maybe we should just bring her on and have her talk about it.
I can't believe you guys don't know your own mayor.
Well, he's not my mayor, but yes, I do know. I know he got, he confessed that was him on the video smoking crack.
Oh, lovely.
And that. This is not his first time, and he's done other things, but he's not stepping down.
And the reason he never admitted it when the video was released was because the media never asked the right questions.
I see.
So he never lied. He answered the questions. They just didn't ask the right questions.
I see. Well, you know, it is a mayor that, you know, refuses to join in on any of our gay and lesbian stuff, which I have a huge issue about, not because I am, just because with a city our size and everything, I mean, it just, you have to be more open-minded or more open-hearted. Like those are the things that are going to get you in the end, because we're thinking and we're too stuck in our old ways. That's the things that I hope this shift is going to make huge changes in.
Yeah.
Because the last time we had this was around the 60s when we had the revolution of, what was that? Just of, you know, it was like the freedom, like it was, you know, people starting to get into the flower power and, you know, getting away from war and stuff. I mean, that's...
I call it peace, love, and Marcia Brady.
There you go. So, that's the kind of thing that we need to start seeing, and I think things are happening. It's just I'm excited in that there's going to be big changes that happen. It's just, you know, again, it's the big personal for some people, but it affects globally others.
Totally. It's because it's vibrational. Right. As each individual makes a change, it'll make a change in the consciousness of society.
Yeah.
And I know you were talking about open-mindedness and open-heartedness, and I think it starts with the open mind. I think you need to open your mind before you can open your heart.
Yeah.
So it all depends on your own evolutionary journey, where you're letting go of concepts. We're opening our mind with Mercury retrograde in the sign of Scorpio. So we're trying to let go of thoughts that don't serve us, okay, or perspectives that don't serve. These are more deep-seated thoughts and perspectives. So things that are coming out from the depths of our consciousness, okay, or from the surface of our unconsciousness, is starting to come out, and we're starting to realize, okay, that thought doesn't serve me, or that perspective on life, okay? You can tie it to a value and belief, or it could just be a perspective, right? And we're starting to recognize that and then saying, look, if I just step into that place of trust and do something different, because that's really where I want to go anyways, is that place of doing something different. I've only ever fantasized about it before. Now if I actually act and move into that place, life is totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Hmm. Yeah, it's true. Like we get so caught up. And so this is the time where those beliefs, I guess, are going to be in our face.
Yes.
And I've seen some of them. I've also been doing, I guess I've been more open just because of everything that's going on around me to allow some of those things to change. So being very aware when those issues come up that have been, you know, old patterns that I don't want to continue the story anymore.
Yeah.
And it helped me by understanding the fears of the other person, to know what those were, to be able to say, oh, okay. So if that's what their fears are, then, I mean, because it's just me being triggered. And that's where
Yes.
we bring in our story all the time, right? Like, that's the whole thing about our story, is that we make it about us personally. We forget the other person. And so that really helped me. And then, of course, I've been doing all this energy work and stuff around all of this, and
mm-hmm.
bringing in new people. And honestly, I know I sent you a link. I honestly can't say enough about Eric Altman. I can't wait to have him on the show to do some like big clearing stuff, because he's just one of the best people. I keep doing his Tuesday calls, so I get like an hour and a half shot of, you know, pure vibration. It's just amazing, because everybody that calls in, you know, it's like everything has to do with the same. It affects me in every way. So it's just cool, because, and he's offering these free, you know, this free 30-day every day healing. So, you know, take advantage of it, because it's not just physical, or it can be physical, but it can be emotional, it can be mental. It's very powerful. So again, if you're there, take advantage of that, because he's probably the best healer I've ever encountered. So, EricAltman.com, and there's this, on the right side, there's this big red button for join now. Do it.
So yeah, lots of stuff going down. We're still working with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
That is complete on November the 10th, and it goes, the post shadow finishes November 27th. So we move into new perspectives as of November 27th, which is a good thing.
Right. We also had the new moon on the 3rd.
Right. On the 3rd, we experienced the solar eclipse, which is a new moon in the sign of Scorpio.
Right.
And it's interesting, because I was expecting more intensity around it, but it was actually very freeing. I felt it as very freeing.
I felt it too, yeah.
Where I was thinking it would be more of a sting than that.
Right.
But I think it depends on where you're at in your own journey, how you responded to that vibration of that moon.
Right.
Because I felt it as very freeing.
I felt so too. I thought it was a really, really powerful, in that it was about setting new intentions and really, you know, sending the energy for next year. And I think because we're still so early into it, that for those that haven't done it yet, then you might want to take advantage of the energy.
Yes, and the new intentions you want to set are around releasing things that no longer serve you.
Mm.
Okay, so it's...
Lots of Scorpio energy.
Total Scorpio energy.
And Mercury's in Scorpio.
And Mercury's retrograde in the sign of Scorpio.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, the sun is now in Scorpio.
The sun is in Scorpio.
Is there anything else in Scorpio?
Scorpio's ruling planet was just square Uranus.
Yes. Pluto, oh, that's right. Yeah, they're both about transformation, aren't
yes.
they? Yes. Yeah.
Mars would be the other one, and I don't think it's doing anything right now.
Okay.
But what else do we have?
Well, we can go to break, because
we
have break coming up. So why don't we go to break? You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Give us a call. I know people like to wait until the last minute, but we... both do readings here, so give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback, but add in your date of birth so that Nancy can check in your vibration of your date of birth. Give us a call now so that we can get you in before the end, and you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Car won't go? Stop turning that key. When your vehicle doesn't want to move, there's a big reason for it. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are thousands of mechanical parts governed by electrical and electronic control devices. It's up to your ASC-certified technician to determine what's going on with your car or truck. Using a shade tree mechanic or having the local parts store clerk diagnose that stored engine code may only tell part of the story. Then again, that code may be related to something entirely different. Have your ASC-certified technician at an ASC Blue Seal shop or dealership diagnose and repair the vehicle properly. That's what we call in the industry one and done, meaning the correct repair the first time and it's done. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, our in-house astrologer. We've been talking about all the stuff that's kind of going on, although it seems to, we seem to have this gentle break right now, which is nice.
We do. The tension's gone. The stress is gone.
It does feel like it.
It's just about moving forward.
I think it feels like that if you allowed to let go.
Yes.
And we still have an opportunity. Like, you seriously have an opportunity. We are just 3 days into this new moon and a solar eclipse new moon. So it's not just a new moon. I mean, there's the power of the solar eclipse that makes it, I mean, three times a normal new moon. So
yeah.
You got lots of time. Just start now.
And the key is to focus on, okay, so if you're stuck in that anxiousness or that energy that you feel as though you're not in control of, ask yourself, what's exciting? What do you want to do that's exciting? And find a focal point. Like, find something else to shift your consciousness around that you really, really want to do or that you're excited about. Because that will help as well, right? It'll help pull you free of that limiting and restricting energy that you may be feeling, or the fear that you feel trapped in. And we were talking earlier about release and letting go, and it's really about letting go of the attachment. So we have this desire, or, you know, you may be excited about something that's going on and you're focusing on your desire and you're moving towards it. But if it's something that you really, 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 really want, you're actually attached to that desire. And the more attachment there is, the longer it actually takes for you to manifest it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So,
because it's too attached. It's too personal.
It's almost like you've got your claws into it.
Yes.
Like, I see it as, you know, like talons dug into what it is you desire. But you're keeping it at arm's length because it's your hands are stuck in it. Right. And as opposed to it being in your heart and being fully fulfilled with it,
which is what a desire should be.
Right.
I mean, that's what a desire is. It's coming from your soul. It's coming from your heart.
Exactly.
Right.
But when we're attached to something, we're blocking the ability of manifesting that desire. So we really need to release the attachment. We need to let go of the strength of the desire and move into this vibration of allowing through the power of trust, and know that you'll attain it. But when you attain it is beyond your control.
Right. And I mean, in my show on Monday, we were talking about expectations, and it's usually our expectations that that hold us in a pattern, right? So
yes.
It, like, this whole bit about, you know, creating your own reality. I mean, part of it is you trying to manipulate things to the way you want it, and part of it needs to be just acceptance. So when, you know, when we talk about letting go and surrendering, I mean, it's really about accepting where things are right now.
Yes.
And not trying to change or fix or anything. Just accept it. Just say,
just be
okay
with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be in that space of this is how it is.
And yes, of course, we can have dreams and hopes and desires and want to go into a better place, but it's when we attach that, you know, the universe gets restricted in what they can offer, because mm-hmm. as soon as we have an attachment, and that's where I think a lot of, too, about detachment, when, you know, a lot of the people talk about detachment, I sometimes think that they're off in how they're discussing detachment. Like, it's not about not having an emotion. I mean, I think this world is all about having emotional responses and reactions. I mean, it's about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to embrace the diversity of emotions that we have, and just let go of the attachment to what we think we need, or what we think will be best for us, or what we think, you know what I mean?
Totally. Because the more attached you are to something, the more you close the doorway to that opportunity of receiving it. Okay. So the more details you put on how you want it to come through, the more you're limiting the vibration, you're restricting the vibration from actually manifesting. Because you're like, oh no, it has to be defined this way, and it has to be this step after that step. And the steps don't always follow a specific course, okay? Society may dictate you have to take step A, B, C, and D, right? But sometimes, and that's the logical, rational step, sometimes it's A, C, B, D, right?
Right, right.
So it doesn't always follow the order of the alphabet.
While we're laughing, I'm going to just plug in, this is a time to give us a call, guys. So 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or send us in some feedback. I know some of you are at work. Just be clear about what it is you want and add in your date of birth. because, you know, we're here to assist. We like talking.
Oh, yeah. We can talk chat. For a long time.
But if you guys want some healings and some readings, give us a call.
Yeah. So it's about allowing desire to flow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wrote something about the heart.
Yeah. You have to open your heart because it's the, and in the terms of when you desire something, you truly have to allow the heart nature to expand. So, and one way to do that is to, like, just breathe in, and when you take a deep breath in, feel your chest expanding and kind of, like, pull your shoulders back and allow your chest to expand forward. And you can, and as you're breathing, just visualize the air going right through your heart center, right at the center of your chest, through your body, out your back. And that's one way to energetically open up the heart area, or the heart chakra, in order for you to feel that sense of desire. And then think about what it is that you want while you continue to do that breath work, and allow the channel that you can visualize in your mind that goes directly through your heart, allow that to get wider and wider and wider so that it's actually bigger than your body, so that you're breathing in all this possibility. And then if you feel inspired to take action, but don't limit it to a specific outcome.
Right. Because okay? I know different people talk about heart math, and heart math talks about how the resonance of our heart, how huge the vibration. I mean, it's, I'm going to say, and I can't remember for sure, but it's like 90 times bigger than the vibration of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a huge energy force. That
it's the vibration of our soul.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. And,
yeah.
And they have pictures of it, and you can see it. I mean, it's huge, the difference between what our mind can do energetically and vibrationally than what our heart can do.
Right. So, and for those people who are thinkers, place your thought into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So visualize your heart, the one that's thinking. Just pretend your brain is in your chest. Right? So that you pull your consciousness to that area of your body. When you're doing the breath work, pull your thought, pull your ability to visualize that air going through the front of your chest into your mind. And that's one way that you can merge your mind and your heart together, to get that vibration, to raise the vibration, to tap into the vibration of your soul and raise the vibration of your body.
I know, it was 500 times. the nice thing I like about heart math is it actually has the scientific proof. Like, we can always say, oh, yeah, the soul's in your heart. But they actually have the scientific proof that shows the vibrational difference between the heart and the head. It's so powerful. Like, it's just... And the thing is mostly we get stuck, of course, in the opposite of what we don't want, because our society has been we're plagued with that duality. We're plagued with looking at the things that we don't want.
Well, we live in a universe of duality. We live on an earth of duality.
Yeah, but so that's where we automatically go first. And, you know, I think it's not about... you know, not being authentic and not looking at your fears. I think you have to look at your fears. It's the only way you're going to see your beliefs and understand. Well, just see them, just to, you know, to observe them, to begin observing. But it really is about shifting the concept of looking at what we don't want to shifting the vibration to what we do want.
I had a little thing that worked for me, because I too am not exempt, so I'm moving through my fears. And I had this little statement that worked for me. I was watching a movie, and this boy went up to his mentor and said, you know, I really like a girl, but how do you get through that fear part? Like, you know, when you can't say anything and you're just so scared and you've got this fear of rejection. And the mentor looked at the boy, and I wish I could remember the name of the movie, and said, all you need is 10 seconds of courage.
Oh, interesting.
So the little boy was going around like he liked this little girl, and in his head he's going, 10 seconds of courage, 10 seconds of courage, 10 seconds of courage. So he approaches her, and then he says, 10 seconds of courage, will you go out with me? And she went, yeah. And he's like, wow, it worked.
All right, we're going to go to our next break.
The mantra of 10 seconds of courage works.
There you go. So you remember that. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Check out her site. She's got lots of information there to know all the different things that she knows about what's going on in the Universal Sky. just so you can have the heads up of what's happening, although we don't want to talk about what's happening come December. So we're staying really light for this month because it's a really light month.
We are here right now.
There you go. Stay present in the moment. If you guys have some questions, this is the time to give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. Just be clear and add in your date of birth. All right. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world, the sky, and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons. No boundaries. New age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. We've been talking about what's up. We've been kind of talking about the letting go vibration because that's what's, it's like everything's in Scorpio right now.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to sort of talk about letting go. We've kind of talked about the new moon, although again, there's so much more vibration that you can use. So use it to let go of those things.
Oh yeah. No, we're in this vibration for 2 weeks.
If not more,
Well, it's a 2 week integration. So with eclipses, you feel them 2 weeks before to 2 weeks after. Now they always come in pairs, sometimes threes. So when you're talking about a pair, you'll feel it 2 weeks before the first one to 2 weeks after the second one. So that's like a 6 week window. With this particular eclipse, the solar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio, we're being given the gift of release. And a lot of people don't see release as a gift because it feels like something's being taken away from you. However, if you're letting go of something that's not serving you, then that in itself is a gift.
Right.
So we still have another 2 weeks in the vibration of this eclipse, solar eclipse. Then we work through its lesson for the next six months. Until the next set of eclipses.
Right. And was this the one that was the last in Scorpio, or was this?
No, I believe
it was the one earlier.
Now I have to look up the eclipses.
I'm sorry. So I'll just say this is the time you can give us a call. We have, you know, we are here for you guys. So if you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in an instant feedback. Just be clear and add in your date of birth because Nancy likes to look at your vibration of date of birth. You got what you need now?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
We're moving from the Aries Libra expression in relationships into the Taurus Scorpio.
Okay.
So actually,
it was the full moon's lunar eclipse that was the last of the cycle of the Libra.
No, actually, it's going into next year too. So it's not completed yet. So if we look at the eclipses that transpire in April, we have a lunar eclipse in Libra, which is a full moon. We have a solar eclipse in Taurus.
Okay,
so we're going to be working towards the gift of attainment, but releasing whatever's stopping that gift of attainment, okay? And then the next set, which is October 2014, and I know we're jumping ahead, is lunar eclipse in Aries and solar eclipse in Scorpio.
Again. Oh, so it's still...
it's still going to be doubled.
Oh, I thought... I read somewhere that it was the end of a cycle, so I guess not. Guess not.
Okay. And then it goes on.
And then, of course, it's always. At least we only have two sets. And
but now we're merging. So we're still working in that relationship patterning.
Okay.
Because really both signs, both polarities, so Libra Aries is about relationship. It's about myself in relation to yourself. And Taurus Scorpio is our relationship to money. Mm. Okay. But it's more that intense connection. If we look at it in terms of how we relate, it's our intimate relationship with myself versus yourself. And that's where the money's connected in there as well. So they're both relationship vibrations, right? Mm. Venus is rules both Libra, which is in the Aries Libra polarity, as well as Taurus, which is in the Taurus Scorpio polarity. Mars is ruled by Aries in the Aries-Libra polarity, and it's also ruled by Scorpio in the Taurus-Scorpio polarity. So both of them are very much about relationship. Aries-Libra, again, is more around identity of the relationship. Okay, identity of the self versus the identity of the relationship. Taurus-Scorpio is about the intimacy of it and the sexual component.
Right.
Tapping more into the value of it.
Right. So we're out. When did we go into Scorpio? We went in. Oh, it's been a while now. It's like, since the 22nd, 23rd, 23rd.
Yes. 23rd. We moved into the sign of Scorpio. The sun moved into the sign of Scorpio on, let me pull up the date.
Oh my goodness. We have
October 23rd.
We have our first instant feedback. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you want me to read out the date of birth, or do you want to take a boo at it? Okay. So we have our first instant feedback from Chris. Is there someone special you can tell me or give me to help me have financial security. Is there something special, not someone? Both my husband and I have been working on this for some time. I'm sure we're too attached to it. Well, yeah, that's a difficult one because money is one of those areas. But it's where we're working on right now because of the Scorpio energy that Nancy was just talking about. And Sandy, I know that you have an instant feedback. Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you. I was just going to say, send us your date of birth. All right. So what am I getting about Chris here? Okay. So obviously it's a difficult thing. I'm hoping that you should start to feel some shift because we have all this help. So what I want to say with this new moon, solar eclipse that we just had, that you want to start looking at what you can let go of with regards to this issue around financial security. Okay, so it's about letting go of this belief, a belief that you have around work, because there's something going on, or not work, but your relationship to money. And so, because of the Scorpio energy, it's exactly what's going on. So, it's funny because most of what I'm getting here is around relationships. So there's something I'm going to say between you and your husband that you're not maybe looking at, or there's something around this, and maybe it has to do with your relationship with money, but if it does, it's a really positive connection. It may also mean that there's somebody else, Chris, that you're bringing into business with you, because it's very interesting that, because I can see that you know, there's some movement forward. I see that there's some good relationship stuff happening, and I see that there's, you know, this is kind of your wake up call. So this is the moment. This is the time with this energy that we have. And it's a good time that you contacted us so that you can finally shift whatever it is. So whatever fear you have, you've got to look at the fear, and financial security and fear are huge, because it's kind of like a global issue right now, especially in North America, where, you know, we're looking at the financial industry that has to change. So you need to really be aware of the fear. But there's some things going on that I think could be very positive for you if you move maybe in a different direction together with someone. So whether it's your husband or somebody else. But Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay. Wow. Sun in Cancer, Moon in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, Venus in Cancer.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, my.
With Mars in Scorpio and Jupiter in Taurus. So there's the financial lesson. Okay. And it really has to do with what's your need. Okay. Because it's beyond security. There's this need to feel like there's ample amounts. So I want to say that there's this, you know, without the finances, it feels as though there's a lack of security. Okay, because you're making security about money. And security isn't just necessarily about money.
Right.
You have Saturn in Libra, which can also tell me that there's this dependency on the partner to make that money come in.
Mm.
Where I want to say you have a lot of power within yourself to make your own. Okay, so, and that's where I think like a huge lesson is within the partnership, in terms of, you know, you might be looking at the partnership in order to establish that sense of security, but you really need to look at yourself to establish that sense of security. I'm not saying it means having no partner. I think it means taking more responsibility as an individual and anchoring the security within yourself without expecting your partner to do it.
Right.
Right. Or some similar vibration around that.
I think that's important for everybody.
It is important for everybody, but like that's the big key I get right now, because Chris has a huge ability to make money.
And it's not looking for a relationship to save you, but
right.
It's funny that I got so much about relationship, but
yeah. Well, the key lesson is relationship here.
Yeah.
It's learning how to relate and not allowing the financial component to be the only component of the relationship.
Right.
So relating on other reasons as well. And I'm not saying they're not,
right?
It's just, it's about going beyond that, right?
Yeah.
Going deeper into your own sense of self and releasing any anger or frustration that might be stopping you from manifesting the money that you desire.
Okay. So, okay. So again, look at your fears. Look at where they're stemming from and the relationships that you're having. And do you see a new partnership, or is this just really about her relationship with her husband?
It's her relationship with her current husband, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a new relationship, there's a potential for somebody to go into a new relationship, maybe in business or some
right.
ways along those
yeah, I don't
lines.
See it as a,
or even a relationship with someone in terms of discussion,
right?
To move through whatever issues you're holding deep within yourself, right? So there's the potential to use other people, and I don't mean use in a negative way, work with other people in order to get to the bottom of the issue, right? Like potentially even see a financial advisor and see
right.
what they have to say about your current portfolio and, you know, getting some outside assistance through relating with another.
All right. So hope that helped, Chris. And we're going to go to our next break. Our last break, and you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Check out her site so that you can get more information. And if you've never had a reading, or if you have had an astrology reading, it definitely is worth your while. Nancy gives a discount to anybody from Sky, so just mention you're listening to the show through Sky, and you get a discount. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This heart of mine is burning slow. My time is yet to come. So darling, don't you be cross with me. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Thank you.
live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Well, as we always say at the beginning of the show, get your questions in now so that when at the end of the show we don't have five people that want. What I'm going to say for the, at least for Julia, if you want your question answered, we will probably talk about it on the next show that Nancy's with us, which is on the 20th. We may even have to put Raul there too. But right now we are going to talk with Sandy about her question. She just started watching the show started listening, and she loves the show. She's a Taurus, has been stuck, difficult, from job searches to finding a partner for as long as she can remember. Honey, I know what that's like. And you want to know if there's any insight on when you can expect things to get lighter. You know, what I really, really, really want you to understand is that right now is the time for you to start shifting this energy, because you have so much power right now with this solar eclipse that we just had in this new moon in Scorpio. This is the time to let go of those fears that we've been talking about all show. And this is, I can't tell you how freeing it has been for me in this last month or so. Just things finally have shifted, and I feel, and with Nancy too, it's like,
yeah,
once we make decisions and we can shift some of this vibration, this is your time to do it. So it has absolutely everything to do with when you are ready to let go of the things that have been holding you back. So it's those, it's like it's those beliefs, it's those, it's the thoughts that you have around whether you're worthy enough, whatever your wording is around getting a partner and getting the job that you really desire. I do see see things settling down. I think you're holding on. So the thing that Nancy was talking about, attachment, the beginning of the show, this is the problem. And this is the problem with a lot of people, especially around finances, because it's really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when all you can see is your bills and the debt adding up and that kind of stuff. I mean, and because of the financial pressures on North America right now, it's really hard to not focus on what you don't want. It's yes. Really, really hard.
It is difficult.
And I know that feeling. It again, it has to do with you just letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go.
And which I have to say is really hard for Taurus to do.
Oh, right. I forgot that part.
Sticking that in there.
No, absolutely. Taurus energy, forgot. Sorry, honey. You guys are so stubborn.
But sensitive.
Nothing wrong with Taurus energy.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It can be very powerful energy.
Yeah, it's just a very strong energy.
Very strong.
So it's about letting go a little bit of that strength to keep it the way you want. I didn't mean to cut you off, Lauren.
No, I was done.
Okay. Holding on to a bunch of stuff that you do not need. Okay, to the point where it's blocking your perspective, it's blocking your vision, it's blocking your ability to move forward. So you really need to release all that stuff that's blocking you. And make a choice in what you truly do want, right? To make that choice. And it's like you have so many choices ahead of you that you may be overwhelmed with the process. So I want to say let go of the critical mindset, because not only do you have Virgo rising, like you had mentioned, you also have Moon in Virgo. So you're really, really hard on yourself. You need to let go of that as well. And just allow the transformation to transpire. Right? Because this is really about letting go of all this stuff that you're carrying around that you don't need.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can't say it enough. This is really the time for you to do that. Like it's such a powerful time for you to let go of these beliefs, these fears, these things that really you don't need. And, you know, like, it's a great opportunity to do a clearing around just getting rid of things and literally in your house or whatever.
Get rid of stuff you haven't used in the last year. Okay. And if that's too hard for you, in the last 2 years.
Yeah, because
in the last bit of your life.
Yeah. It's amazing how powerful that can be, though. Like, it's not just
freeing.
A physical thing.
Yeah.
It allows areas to start moving.
It allows energy to move. So the more stuff that we hold on to physically.
So we're talking like relationships here, because you're not moving into a new relationship. So we're talking about the old relationships that you still have
fears. The stuff you need to let go of, yes.
Around. It's maybe that you've let go and forgiven the person, but you're still holding on to the fear of whatever it is, abandonment, infidelity, whatever that is your issue around relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, you just need to let them go.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's just, it's such a powerful thing, and we've got so much energy right now that is benefiting us that it's just do it.
Yeah.
Just let go.
And
if
especially
you need some
with
help,
Sandy, you're entering into the beginning stages of your Chiron return, which is about healing. So do it consciously.
Yeah.
Don't have it done to you. You do it consciously. And truly start healing all that relationship dynamic stuff that you need to clear and get rid of. And I want to say clean out your house too.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I mean, I've been there. It's been a brutal few years, and I just keep working. And so just keep letting go, accepting, letting go. Unfortunately, we're run out of time. So the last two people that have instant feedbacked us, we will definitely address on the 20th when Nancy is back. And if we don't hear from other people or whatever on phone. But so, okay. So we got lots to talk about next time on the 20th. If you have any questions, check Nancy out at her site, universalsky.com. It's been a great show. Thanks for coming, Nancy.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, listeners, for listening.
That's right. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.